Jim Stroud here with Job Seeker's Revenge, helping the frustrated job seeker prepare for the market's inevitable return. Turning your passion into profit is the ideal way to advance your career. One person who's doing just that is my guest, Brian Stettler. Brian Stettler, a Towson University sophomore, has managed to create national attention with his website, CableNewser.com. How are you today, Brian?
Pretty good. How are you, John?
Doing pretty good. So tell me, what exactly is CableNewser?
CableNewser is a weblog, a blog dedicated to cable news networks. It talks about what they are doing, what they are broadcasting, and most importantly, how they actually affect journalism and how they affect the news market.
How long have you been operating this website?
About 5.5 months, almost 6 months, actually. I started it at the clock, a stroke of midnight on January 1st, and it's really just grown ever since.
Wow. How many people visit your site every day?
About 3,500 is an average day. Saw 10,000 yesterday because of the publicity around the site, but it comes into about 3,000 a day.
When did you realize you had something special with CableNewser?
I think it was when I was looking at the IP logs, the people who were visiting the site, and I kept seeing CNN.com, NBC.com, realizing that the folks I was writing about were actually reading the site. And I think that came about, and that came about just from word of mouth and from having a product that was quality, you know, being consistent, updating every day, posting probably a dozen things a day. So it really made it a must-read.
What are some of your more popular stories, Matt?
We've had a bunch of big news events the past few months that have helped the site. All the primary elections, that sort of thing have been big. MSNBC has had a shake-up lately in the executives, so we had a lot of hits from that. And then more recently, we've been seeing all this stuff going on in Iraq and how it is being portrayed in the media, and that's an important angle I've been taking.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Now, what are your future plans for the site?
You know, I would love to see a bit more money come in from it. I do donations, and I do have some advertising. I think it is a product that could hopefully bring in some revenue eventually. I don't think that's a short-term goal, but it's more of a long-term goal. I think for now, really, it's to continue to build up this visitor base and keep going, updating more frequently, you know, making it the resource for cable news executives and visitors.
Well, I certainly wish you a lot of luck in that.
Thank you.
Well, this is Jim Stroud signing off, hoping that your job-seeking revenge is sweet. Oh, one last question, though. I almost forgot. Let the listeners know how to get to your website. What's the address?
The address is www.cablenewser.com. It's CableNewser.com.
All right. Thank you much.
Thank you.